Yeah. Well, this thing's got more hours on it exercising than it does working. So, okay, Phil, I hope things go your way. Enjoy shopping there, and hope you get good deals. And I think your biggest goal is you're looking for a local repeater for yourself, so I hope that goes well.
Yeah, well, it used to be if you couldn't find it at Dayton, it wasn't available. So I remember years ago, you know, before eBay, everybody would save up all their stuff, haul it down there, and walk around with the huge wads of cash, you know, and just buying and selling like crazy. So what I think they should do, and I don't know, I'm going to propose it to them, is they should have set up a small version of eBay on the on the Hamvention site, and you can, for a small fee, you could list everything you got for sale and what your spot is, and then people could find it. I think that'd be a great idea, you know. Well, I wonder if they'd go for it.
I don't know. You know, some of this stuff, I buy radios like everybody else on eBay, and I really have never been burnt by anything in the ham stuff. I mean, I made a mistake on one, but that was my fault. I got the R2 version of the radio instead of the R1, and I didn't pay much attention to the model number. But I was able to open it up to get it to go down to about 440, and so it works fine. But that was just my mistake. But where I was going with this is a lot of them, when you buy stuff, it sends their card in their own personal website and things of that nature. Like some of these fees that eBay charges, like